Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is A Long Way Down, a Doctor Who short story, by Jenny T. Colgan. The TARDIS, turning upside down, was unexpected. Immediately, a growly voice echoed around its halls. Clara, what are you doing? Clara, what are you doing? Clara, what are you doing? Clara had been buried in the lost scrolls in the South Library, where the light was the gold of Alexandria. The TARDIS's given ability to read any language sometimes seemed to her as wondrous as any galaxy they could visit. She looked up from the floor, gathering the scrolls.
What was that? Why did we loop-de-loop?
Small asteroid disturbance.
Asteroids can't do that to the TARDIS.
There was a pause.
Do you need help?
Clara asked tentatively. No! Then came a longer pause. Maybe. Clara entered the console room. To her surprise, the TARDIS door was open. Outside, a spiral galaxy floated like a jeweled shell. They were balanced on the tip of the atmosphere of a large brown planet. She moved forward carefully.
Where are you?
Even protected by the TARDIS's own atmosphere, she could feel the vast emptiness of space.
Why isn't the force field on?
The voice resounded around the room. Because force fields are for custard-loving poltroons. And also I was just about to put it on when the asteroid hit. She dashed to the console, but it was too late. Through the doors, she could just make out the tiny figure plummeting below her, flipping around head over heels. Beneath him was something that looked like a window box.
You didn't.
Could have happened to anyone.
But window boxes are really uncool, and surprisingly suburban.
I like them.
You've had thousands of people in this thing, and nobody's ever fallen out.
Not by accident. Clara looked around. The TARDIS was just under orbiting height at the very tip of the atmosphere of a desolate-looking planet. They were miles up, but at terminal velocity.
Right. We're coming to get you. Are you cold?
No. Clara raised her eyebrows.
You sound cold.
Actually, I'm boiling hot with embarrassment at the stupidity of your question.
Didn't you once tell me you used to have a scarf?
Oh, it looked stupid.
How long can you breathe for?
Oh, long enough to feel the annihilating pain of impact. Don't worry. Clara got up and headed to the console. The TARDIS wheezed unenthusiastically.
Can you set a quick trajectory for, you know, just beneath him? Sorry, please,
said Clara.
But if we're 12 miles above this planet, that gives us about 6 minutes. Shall we get moving?
TARDIS's time motors fired up.
No, it's pointless going back in time, because if we miss him, we'll create a right mess. Just go down like a normal ship.
The TARDIS stubbornly refused to move. Clara sighed and looked at her watch.
This isn't a time problem. Except we don't have much, so just go down. Really, really fast, please?
But the motors were already wheezing. The TARDIS shimmered, then reappeared next to another TARDIS. Clara looked out of the first TARDIS just in time to see the Doctor holding what appeared to be a window box full of delphiniums, leaning curiously out of the second door.
Stop!
She shouted. What? He shouted, twisting back just as the asteroid flipped the TARDIS again, causing him to fall.
No!
Clara, what are you doing? Came a fading voice as he dropped once more down to the top of the atmospheric layers. So I'm just plummeting down here to an early grave, quite happily, came the first Doctor's voice. Not that early, to be fair.
Oh, no!
Said Clara. She ran to the console. Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is A Long Way Down, a Doctor Who short story, by Jenny T. Colgan. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.